Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness, I'm waking up. Haven't had my cup of coffee yet, but other than that, I am so happy, my joy.
That's good.
So listen, this is really an interesting chapter. You know, yesterday we hit on relationships. We kind of ended up on relationships and how when there's that little irritation in a relationship, that it's there for us to grow. And how people jump ship oftentimes when that little turbulent water comes up in a relationship. They go, oh, no, I don't think I can deal with this. And the whole thing is to stay, ride it out, and you're so rewarded.
And to expand your awareness.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm going to let you go into your opening prayer, but I just had to say that to you because I'm so grateful that you stayed in, you didn't jump ship.
Oh, no.
And I'm grateful that I didn't jump ship when the waters became a little turbulent. And I'll tell you something, it has been one beautiful journey with you in this lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. And that's, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I feel even getting more joyous as we go along in it.
It does. It does.
And more exciting.
Yes. So let's go ahead and get into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother, thank you for being our divine parents. Thank you that we are the ones that create our circumstances with our minds and our hearts and our clear intentions. Let us use those wonderful gifts that we have individually to create harmony in every situation, in every relationship, and in every unfortunate so-called circumstance that we encounter, that we know that God is real, you are real in our lives and in our circumstances. And once we realize this, the path becomes open, the gates open for prosperity, and the gates open for divine healing and for divine understanding. Let us know this among all things. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. This is such a beautiful, beautiful chapter, guys. If you have purchased your text, I encourage you to go back and read chapter 42, all of chapter 42, because it is explaining the foundation of moving into oneness. And that's by through harmony. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. I may roll back a little bit because I wanted to really make sure that everyone understands the purpose of our relationships when we have close relationships on our spiritual journey. One that says that you may presume, Dr. Reggie, I'm going to turn your mic off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One that says that you may presume that you are in certain relationships to sustain levels of harmony. Yet, as you progress on your journey, that sublime state eludes you. It is easy to fault the other person with not living up to the level of your expectations and the pace of your own journey. But do not underestimate the role that that being is scripted to play for you. They have a purpose in your life. Harmony may well be a shared mutual objective. Yet to truly achieve it in tandem with another, it is necessary to allow the levels of density within the energy fields of each of you to rise to the surface and be released. In other words, what they're saying is whatever baggage that you bring into a relationship, that baggage has to rise to the top. It has to float to the top and give you an opportunity to clean it out of your energetic vibration. On both sides, both people, because this is what we talked about yesterday, without a certain measure of abrasion, the smooth surface which hopes to sustain is not possible. Remember I talked about that person can be an irritant. Oh, he does this, and you know he does that, and he does this. And you know the things that you're complaining about, you probably do, but you don't see your stuff. You can only see outside of yourself, and that goes to show you how vested we are in what's outside of us rather than when we should be vested on what's inside. We are so busy tearing down all the walls outside of us and scared to look on the inside and tear those walls down. Because what's outside is a reflection of what's inside of you. But you can't repair what's outside until you go inside. That's just like the universe to create such a paradigm, isn't it? Even when you try to explain it, you sound crazy. You can't fix what's outside until you go inside. This is just a reflection of what's inside of you. It sounds like you're going in a circle. Anyway, when two beings share the sacred journey at an intimate level, each has been factored in to the growth objective of the other. And relationships that at one time thrived on the ease at which the energy flowed between you are suddenly cast into turbulent waters of change. I want you guys to think back on when you first met the love of your life, or the so-called love of your life, and how wonderful it was. You see how the universe plays this trick on you? It's not a trick, but, you know, oh my goodness, you've got all that loving energy flowing between you, and you're discovering each other, and the first time you kiss is just, it's magnificent, and you're just floating on air, and when you go home and you're separate from each other, all you can do is think about each other, and then you make this commitment with each other, and the bliss ends. We suddenly forget all that beautiful harmony when we're trying to live together. Well, now is the time that the work begins. You know, the universe is saying, I did that because I wanted you. You guys are an energetic match to grow spiritually. So now get in there and do the work. Okay, I brought you together to do the work. But we have free will, right? So even though the universe made this magic here, free will says, oh, I don't think so. Not with this one. I'm out of here. And we lose the opportunity to grow. Well, I shouldn't say we don't lose. We lose at that particular point. So here's what oneness says. When you are aware of the nature of the process itself, when you're aware that the universe is bringing two people together for the purpose of growing, so when you are aware of that process, you are able to step back from all the drama and recognize that the vibrational foundation underlying it, and recognize, okay, I've got some work to do. Let me work on this. It is far too easy to dismiss the process of another being when the dynamic does not go according to your plan, and rob yourself of the potential in the clash of wills. For before harmony can be experienced within the context of a relationship, it is necessary to allow the fullness of that energy to resonate between you and be expressed. And when oneness talks, says the fullness of the energy, we know that they're talking about, well, you got to have the bad with the good. You have to experience the whole spectrum of harmony, which would include disharmony. You can't appreciate harmony unless you understand disharmony. There always has to be the contrast. That's what oneness has taught us, has it not? Yes. So it is no accident that some of you are sharing these times with a companion. You are the ones who have been given the tool of relationship through which you discover the intimate connection that you share with your own inner being. I used to tell Reggie, I said, you know, the beauty of a relationship and family is it gives us an opportunity to practice the principles of loving. Which is loving and forgiving. When you're in a family, that's how it should be. Oh my goodness, and family can really act up. They show their butts. But you still need to be able to love them despite how they show their butt. And this relationship, this intimate relationship where you're bringing someone that is not in your bloodline and you guys merge together to form a new bloodline, so that DNA of the two of you is going into a child, another person, and the consciousness in that DNA is creating a new line and a new reality for people to express themselves, okay? When you're coming into that, it's a huge challenge to get to love, forgive, love, forgive, love, forgive, love, forgive. So this is a gift. Now, for the intimate details of your innermost feelings, are magnified for you vividly when contrasted with the conflicting priorities of a life partner. And without that catalyst, you just might drift along peacefully enough, deluding yourself into believing that all is well. But when in fact, you have managed to camouflage the very essence of your gravest challenges. No one knows you like a partner. And no one is skilled in stimulating your issues to rise to the surface of your awareness where there is no denying what is really there. So the partner or your close friend who appears to be lagging behind on his spiritual journey may well be enacting certain sacred agreements that force you to look at and see the density and patterns of denial that you've best kept hidden from yourself. It is these very issues that, as a soul that's approaching the interdimensional threshold, these are the issues that you must resolve. Because you cannot complete the journey in a state of imbalance. You have to shed those dense energies. You are, it's purification time. I love that word. I love saying that word, purification. So those of you who are in long-standing relationships that have become very discordant, you have been gifted with a partner who has enough at stake in the relationship not to walk out when the going gets tough. Each of you has a vested interest in recreating the sense of harmony that united you in the first place. For it is through this experience with each other that you have been permitted to taste the essence of connectedness. You hear that? That experience allows you to understand what it feels like to be connected to your divinity, to be connected to oneness. You see how they've laid this foundation? So you get a glimpse of it when that harmony is there in that relationship. This is a bond that you share with your very own sacred essence. And this is the divine connection that ultimately you will experience universally. So when that harmony is in place in the relationship, think back on when everything was beautiful, when there was bliss. What oneness is telling us is that when you clear, you become purified, and when you clear all of these dense energies, that's how it feels when you are at one with God. So this relationship, you know, you may get all involved in the sex and you may get all involved in all the wonderful material things that you guys have been able to manifest, and you may get involved that you've created a beautiful family, but ultimately in those, and when you're in a state of bliss and harmony, it is showing you this is what it's like to be one with God. This is what it's like to be at one with your divinity. When you are able to transcend the ego focus with which you have each been equipped, you are able to truly embrace another being and to recognize self in and through that connection. That does not presuppose that each of you is a duplicate of the other. That does not mean that one of you has acquiesced with regard to core issues. And it does not indicate that you have necessarily completed the work you have come together to do. The recognition of self in the form of another is an attestation of the true essence of the very differences that prove most challenging. And it is evidence of the depth of contrast without which there can be no harmony. So all these differences that exist, but you don't put your ego in it. You just recognize, okay, we're all different, but we are what? We're all one. When you can move into that and understand, you can experience the full spectrum of harmony through the differences. You override what's different, what makes you different. Actually, you begin to embrace it with love. I love that you leave your clothes all over the floor. It doesn't matter. When Dr. Reggie and I got married, we had a wonderful minister to marry us. And he made this statement. He says, you know, you are creating a union, and trust me, at some time, somewhere, in someone is going to challenge this union. And you need to be able to stand together because you love each other. And you love each other, how did he say it? Not because. And you love each other. He says it's not a contingency love. It's not a love, I love you because of this. It's I love you in spite of this. And that, you know, when I heard that, it was so beautiful because that's telling you how to rise above these little challenges, isn't it? I love you in spite of this mess we're going through. It's a powerful statement. It stayed with me all these years when he said that. Beautiful message. So here's what one is saying. In order for harmony truly to be experienced, there must be the essence of difference to comprise it. And there is no harmony in a vacuum. And there is no harmony in a world where all are focused solely upon their own needs, both personally and as a collective. Harmony is dependent upon a recognition of difference and a willingness to hold one's own truth intact in its presence. What is that saying? You can be different, but I still have the capacity to love you. You can be angry right now, but I still have the capacity to love you. You can want to throw me out and walk away from me, but I still have the capacity to love you. Until one is at a place where resonance with all life is experienced, one is relegated to the joys of harmony. For once you are able to look at another being and see no difference at all, there is no need for harmony. For here there is only oneness. There is no other. There is nothing through which to contrast oneself and taste the joys of harmony. Oneness is saying, when you move into this place where you are sure of your connection to your divinity, when you are sure of your connection to God, there's no need for harmony because there's nothing going to rise up in you that's discordant. You're in complete peace. You know who you are. You know you're divine. What could rob you of your peace, of your joy? And you can look at your brother and look at your sister and see the divinity in them. You don't see anything else. All you see is their magnificence. And then there's no need. So the relationship is important. Having relationship is important because it is there for, and I'm not going to tell you why it's there. I told you I want you to go and check this book out. But I will. I won't be that way. It is there for your spiritual growth. It is there on your sacred journey to move you into your divinity. So how many of you can look at your relationships right now and say, oh, or are you still saying, you know, I don't care what you say, Cynthia. I ain't dealing with this one. I'm done. And I just ask you to go back and take a second look. Because even if you're letting that one go, the universe is going to hunt the world over to bring another one just like it in your experience because you need to learn the lesson. So here's what they say. Oneness is saying, this is the place where the whole story began. And this is the end toward which all consciousness strives to return. You are destined to transcend the need for harmony and to experience the essence of isness in unison with all life. Harmony is just is like going to graduate school. And you're getting your master's. But now we're ready for our PhD. It's the step you have to take before you get the PhD in divinity. And that does not mean that each of you will disappear and enter into a state of non-existence, absorbed forevermore by one all-consuming consciousness. Each of you will remain in a state of self-perception for all eternity. You know, and I'm so glad they said that because, you know, when you talk about, oh, we're going to ascend and we're going to merge into God consciousness, and, you know, there's a little part of you that says, but what about me? How am I going to know it's me if I'm part of God consciousness? And oneness is saying, you will always have self-perception for all of eternity. And as you enter the states of higher awareness, each of you will be graced with self-perception. And they put that in capital S, capital P, which means it's a higher awareness of you. Aren't you excited? Oh, I'm excited. Doesn't it make you want to say, let me go back to that relationship and fix this stuff? Come on, baby, we're going to work this out. We're going to work this out. Okay, so this is the essence of the oneness of which we have spoken. For we are that oneness. We are the essence of each of you. And none of you will be lost in the momentum toward reunification that unites us all. The unity is in the recognition of the other as self, not in the exclusion of any of you. None will be left behind. No one fragment of the sacred essence of oneness will cease to have self-awareness and a sense of identity at some level of existence, for that is the divine plan. The opportunity for you who are moving through this experience of transcendence with your eyes wide open is to see that the concept of unification in oneness is not to be interpreted in a physical sense. But rather, it is an experiential journey. You have to experience it. It's not about the head. It's not about thinking. It's not about intellectualizing it. It's about feeling it. Feeling the emotions. Rejoicing when you overcome your challenges. Knowing what that feels like. Knowing what it feels like to succeed. Knowing what it feels like to love in spite of. Some of you will choose to experience that awareness through the context of form, and in so doing will taste the concept of difference and experience the delights of harmony. And others will be content to remain within the embrace of the energy of isness, perceiving themselves individually despite the absence of physical evidence, and at the same time knowing themselves to be one with all life. What will have changed is the nature of what will be experienced and by whom. Ultimately, the dictates of the laws of karma will have been relegated to a page in linear history. Those energies will have been brought to completion in the fullness of time when the context of the physical realms in which those dramas were enacted, they will no longer color the experience of those who choose to taste their divinity in physical form. Do you hear that? The law of karma, what goes around comes around, it disappears. When you move into your harmony, when you move into oneness, there won't be a need for it. This is how we begin to create heaven on earth. It begins with you. It begins with you embracing your oneness with God. And that begins by embracing the divinity within you. And then it grows because of that clear state of who you are in God, that when you look at your brother and when you look at your sister, all you see is that divinity. And when you're in that state, you truly have heaven on earth, don't we? Your physical realms will not cease to exist in the world to come. They simply will have experienced a spiritual transformation. They will offer the spiritual travelers amongst you a destination through which to rediscover your sacred essence in physical form under optimal conditions. There will no longer be the need to experience that which you are not, in order to recognize, by contrast, that which you are. Can you see that? Can you envision that life? You don't have to go through the process of saying, I'm worthless, I'm a bad person, nobody loves me, to know the truth or to learn the truth of who you really are. I am divine. I am magnificent. Because, see, that's the plan that's in place right now. What oneness is saying is, hey, you guys are moving out of that. And listen, the people that are listening to this program right now, you guys have been chosen. God has chosen you to hear this message so that you can share it with others. And I pray, and I actually, let me say this correctly, I am declaring and decreeing that you are moving into the awareness of your divinity with every word that I speak. That you are clear about who you are. There is no doubt about who you are, because you have work to do. You were chosen, and you have a lot of work to do. Oneness is saying that the nature of the world that you may or may not choose to experience at a higher dimensional level in the times to come is where everyone is aware of their divinity. And you will not be sentenced to a physical lifetime as a means of karmic compensation, for vibrationally the slate will have been wiped clean. Those realms will have returned to the sanctity of a world uncompromised by conflict and unscarred by its inevitable aftermath. For the mass consciousness will have altered its collective mindset significantly, and the perception of your world as it now is will manifest in the awareness of a few. There are only going to be a few stragglers still holding on to, my religion is better than your religion. Holding on to the differences. But all of you that hear my voice right now are transcending that. you're transcending. And listen, listen very closely to me. We are in the final moments of those times. The others of you who have helped with your collective presence to sustain the vibration of the realities in which you experienced yourself in this lifetime, you're going to move on. You will have taken yourself vibrationally out of the range where perception of such conditions was possible. You will have ascended. How many of you have looked around at our society and the things that are going on and the choices that people are making and you say, you know, I don't know. This is crazy. Oneness is saying, don't worry, baby. You're ascending. Wake up as many of your friends as you can so that they'll be with you on this journey. But we're at the end of these times. And all is well. All is in divine order. For reality is only as each of you experience it. The nature of your world is no more and no less than a reflection of the composite vision of the consciousness present. That's why your work is so important. If we want to change this world, we have to awaken as many people as we can to what you're being taught today. In the times to come, the nature of the consciousness present will have transformed. They're telling you, you will do your work. Because consciousness will be transformed. And the world that reflects that consciousness in which you may choose to experience life will resonate accordingly. We all desire peace. We all desire harmony. I love the song that the Unity Church sings at the end of every message. They said, let peace begin with me. Let that peace and harmony begin with you. Stop judging. Stop putting labels on everything. Stop looking at what's different. Love your brother. Love your sister. Teach them. Awaken them. This world in the times to come will radiate the essence of harmony. Listen to that word, radiate. You know, when I hear that word radiate, it's alive. It's an energy. Radiating. Radiate. It's an energy. And this world will just... That's all, I see it throbbing, has nothing underneath it except the harmony throbbing at its core. Ooh, harmony. It will hold the resonant frequency of the higher non-physical realms and thus will be the heaven on earth. That's how they get there. And that has been prophesied throughout our history. And it doesn't happen because some big almighty God who is up there in the sky somewhere made it that way. It's because you, each of you, exercise your divine will in harmony with divine intent. It is you who will have created this world anew. By recognizing yourself as oneness and resonating as one, just as it was in the beginning. Did you hear that? Just as it was in the beginning. I love you guys. I love taking this journey with each of you. You give me so much. I just honor you. I honor you. And I thank the universe. I thank God that you have come together so that we can do this journey together, that we can become aware of our divinity together. This is such a blessing. Such a blessing. Tomorrow, we're going to be going into chapter 43, and we're going to look at the ancient prophecy of the end times. Ooh, this is getting good. Right at the end, they get to the good stuff, huh? Oh, my goodness. And I have to be honest, these books become, I become so attached to them. I get sad when they come to the end because it just nourished me so much. And sharing it with you makes it even better. I can't tell you how much I love it. I cannot. I'm so thankful for you guys because it allows me to do what I love to do. I'm in my joy. And I hope it's a blessing for you. Please share with your friends, Circles of Prosperity. Send them to our website. If you guys have, go to my website today and join up as a member. I hate doing this promotion thing, but it's important because I want to awaken as many people as possible, and I need your help. I can't do it alone. If you're committed to connecting with your divinity, help me. Help me share this with everyone. And go to my website, circlesofprosperity.org. Sign up. Tell your friends. Go to circlesofprosperity.org. Sign up. And if they don't know what it's about, tell them. Listen to these archives. It will feed your soul. It will feed your soul. You know, if each of you just told two people and then encouraged them to tell two people, we will grow very quickly. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Tell two people. Help them, walk them through the process of signing up. Walk them through the process of listening to the archives. Awaken them to their divinity. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer? Someone has a question. Hold on. Good morning. 1283, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria, how are you this morning?
I am fabulous. I wanted to, first of all, acknowledge the honor and love that we feel for you as well. That is reflected right back at you. Thank you so much for that. And the comment that I had was about, as you were speaking, about the relationships and realizing that you are divine. The only thought that kept coming in my mind is I need to get one of the, you know, those bracelets that they have, a white bracelet just to put on my arm to constantly remind me of that, because when you're in a heated moment, it's usually after the fact that you stop and realize just how divine you are. So I'm going to get me one of those little white bracelets to put on my arm to constantly keep me in remembrance of that, of who I am, because it is very true. And that the other thing I wanted to comment on was I've been on my spiritual journey for a couple of years, and initially when I started my work, I would get really frustrated when contrast would show up in my life, really frustrated, thinking that I was attracting those things to me, and I really wish I had knew this at the beginning, because it is true that, you know, people come in order to allow you to release your stuff, and that's part of their purpose there. So I just wanted to say thank you this morning and make that comment.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. Gloria has volunteered to monitor our chat room, and I'm so appreciative of it. So, Gloria, I want to give you a call, and I'll take you offline in a minute, okay?
That's
We're going to extend the show a little bit, so those who are listening online, it's going to stop streaming, but you can hear the end and on the archive. I know Dr. Reggie, we got to move him into the closing prayer. I don't want to end the show without the closing prayer. And I have one other person that has a comment, and I'd like to honor each of you. Good morning, Anthony. Hey,
Dr.
Precious,
Reggie,
how
and
are
Cynthia,
you?
How y'all doing? I just want y'all to know that I am still in love with both of you all. I still love you. You're still special. I've been away for a minute, and I miss it. You know, if you were traveling, but I just wanted you all to know that you are still on my heart. I talk about this call all the time.
And
there will be people who will be joining, I know, because I talk about it passionately, but I do miss participating in it. There have been times I've been traveling, just overslept, that is, but I'm glad, and I always will be a part. And I miss y'all, too, physically, so I know I will be down there at some point to see the two of y'all and the others. So
well, we miss you, too. We miss you, too.
Absolutely.
I didn't see you yesterday. I said, oh, Anthony is traveling. I know you were down. You went to South Carolina?
I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina, in Beaufort.
Wow. Well, I hope you had a great holiday.
I had a great time.
That's good. I just wanted to acknowledge you this morning. Love you so much, Precious.
Okay, love you too.
Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for all the beautiful people who are your spirits that call in to participate, to share, and to nurture in their understanding of circles of prosperity. We know that the universe is in a circle. It never begins and it never ends. And we thank you for that eternity in ourselves. We are living beings, the epistles, the handbooks who are alive of higher consciousness. It's all in us. And we thank you for this power and this magnitude and for the lessons and for the growth and for the expansion and for the awareness. And above all, we thank you for love and understanding. As we go forth on this Wednesday, we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Gloria, hold on, okay? Listen, you guys, we'll be here tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Tune in.